Welcome in. In this session, we're building that classic old-school jungle, early DNB forward motion groove, where the ride symbol is basically the engine. And we're doing it in an automation-first way inside Ableton Live 12. That means we're not going to spend the whole lesson painting in tiny MIDI variations. We're going to write one solid ride pattern, then make it feel alive with motion, filter shifts, transient changes, and scent effects that come and go with phrasing. This is exactly how you get a loop that can roll for minutes without sounding copy-pasted. All right, let's set up. First, set your tempo to 170 BPM. Anywhere around 165 to 172 is perfect for this vibe, but 170 is a great middle point. Now create three tracks. Track 1 is a drum rack called Core Drums. Track 2 is a drum rack called Ride and Tops. Track 3 is an audio track for an optional break layer. Then create two return tracks, Return A for reverb, Return B for delay. Quick Y. Separating the ride from the core drums is a cheat code. You can get wild with automation and processing on the ride without wrecking your kick and snare punch. Now let's anchor the groove. On the core drums track, load any clean kick on C1 and any clean snare on D1. Don't overthink sound choice yet. We're building the structure first. Create a 1-bar MIDI clip. Program a simple 2-step backbone. Kick on beat 1 and beat 3. Snare on beat 2 and beat 4. So it's that classic boom, clap, boom, clap at jungle speed. Then duplicate that clip out to 4 bars. The point is to let your ears settle into the loop so when we add movement later, you can actually hear what changed. Do a quick gain check. Aim for the kick peaking around minus 10 to minus 8 dB, and the snare around minus 8 to minus 6. Keep headroom. A ride is deceptively loud because it's constant, and it can eat your mix if you start too hot. Now we build the engine. The ride groove. Go to your ride and tops drum rack. Drop in a ride sample. If you have something bright and a bit 90s, like an 808-ish ride or a sampled cymbal ride, perfect. If it's a long ringy ride, that's fine too. We'll control it. Create a 1-bar MIDI clip and program straight 8th notes. So you're hitting on and between each beat as well as the beat. 8 hits per bar. Steady. This is your relentless forward motion. Now, the important part. Velocity shaping. Flat velocities are what make a ride feel like a machine gun. Jungle rides need push-pull. Set the downbeats, beats 1, 2, 3, and 4, to be stronger, somewhere around velocity 90 to 105. Then set the offbeats, the ands, lighter, like 55 to 75. And here's the human touch. Pick one offbeat per bar and bump it up by about 10. Not enough to sound like a fill. Just enough to feel like a hand landed a little harder. If you want a little swing, you can. In the clip groove menu, try MPC 16 swing around 54 to 57, but apply it lightly, like 10 to 25%. The goal is a hint of shuffle, not a drunken stumble. Old school jungle can swing, but it still has to drive. Now we switch into automation first mode. On the ride and tops track, add devices in this order. Auto filter, drum bus, saturator, then utility. And as a learning safety net, I want you to consider adding a limiter at the very end, not to crush it, just to stop sudden peaks when we start automating transients and drive. Set the ceiling around minus 1 dB. Later, when you're confident, you can remove it for more natural dynamics. Let's set starting points. On auto filter, choose a high pass filter, 12 dB slope. Set the frequency somewhere around 180 to 300 Hz. We're not trying to remove bass from the ride. We're removing low mid junk and keeping the groove clean. Keep resonance subtle, like 10 to 20%. No envelope for now. On drum bus, set drive somewhere between 5 and 15%. Crunch at 0 to 10%, just a little grid if you want. Use damp to tame harshness, often somewhere in the upper highs, like 5 to 15 kHz, depending on the sample. Then transients, start maybe around plus 8. This controls the tick and the bite. On saturator, choose soft sine or analog clip, set drive around 2 to 6 dB, turn on soft clip, and then pull the output down so it's not just louder. Teacher tip here, every time you add a distortion device, level match. If it's louder, you will think it's better even when it's not. Utility is your final gain trim. It's there so you can automate safely and keep the ride from taking over the mix. Now we create the movement. This is the heart of the workflow. Open your ride MIDI clip and go to envelopes. We're going to automate three things, auto filter frequency, drum bus transients, and utility gain. Start with filter frequency. Think breathing, not EDM sweep. For example, in bar 1, set the high pass around 220 Hz. In bar 2, lift it to around 350. In bar 3, maybe drop it back to around 260. Then in bar 4, go brighter, like 500, you're basically creating a subtle phrase, darker, a little brighter, settle. Then lift, now automate drum bus transients. Bars 1 and 2, keep it moderate, like plus 8. Bars 3 and 4, push it a bit more, like plus 15. That gives the second half more urgency without adding new notes. Then utility gain. When the ride gets brighter and more transient, it will feel louder. Instead of letting that build up and annoy you, automate the gain down by 1 to 2 dB on those brighter moments. This is a big pro habit. You create energy changes without just increasing volume. Now duplicate this 4-bar ride clip to make 8 bars. And don't rewrite everything. Just change a couple automation points so the loop doesn't scream copy-paste. Maybe bar 6 doesn't open as much. Maybe bar 8 is slightly drier. Tiny changes. 1-lane automation rule. Beginner-proof. Pick 1 main motion per 8 bars. Usually that's the filter opening and closing. Everything else should be accents. A 1-beat send push. A quick transient spike. A tiny mute. If everything is moving all the time, it stops feeling like phrasing and starts feeling like chaos. Now let's add space. Reverb and delay, but controlled. On return A, load hybrid reverb. Use algorithmic mode. Set decay around 0.8 to 1.6 seconds, and pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds. Then filter inside the reverb. High pass around 300 to 600 Hz so you're not washing low mids, and low pass around 8 to 12 kHz so the reverb doesn't turn into fizzy hiss. On return B, load echo. Set time to 1/8 or 1/8 dotted. Feedback around 10 to 25%. Filter it. High pass around 500 Hz, low pass around 6 to 10 kHz. If you want, add a tiny bit of modulation, but keep it subtle. The delay should shimmer, not wobble. Now, on the ride track, automate your send A and send B knobs. Do it in 2-bar phrases. For call sections, a little more send. For the drop, pull the sends down so the ride gets dry and punchy. Here's a really effective move. In the bar before a drop, raise reverb and delay slightly, then hard cut them to near zero exactly on the drop. That contrast makes the drop feel louder even if your meters barely change. Now, optional but highly recommended for jungle flavor. The break layer. On track 3, drop in a breakbeat loop. Warp mode to beats. Preserve set to 1/16th. Then turn it down. Start around minus 18 to minus 12 dB. This is texture, movement, blue. It should not replace your main snare right now. Process it quickly. Add EQ 8 and high pass around 150 to 250 Hz to keep it out of your kick. If it's harsh, dip around 3 to 6 kHz a bit. If you want some 90s grit, add redux very lightly. Think 11 to 14 bit vibe, tiny downsample, and then a drum bus with a small drive and a touch of transients. Now listen. Your kick and snare are the anchor, the brake is the moving bed, and the ride is the motor on top. That's the jungle triangle. Let's talk groove timing for a second, because beginners often blame swing when it's actually micro-timing. If your ride feels like it's leaning back too much, don't immediately crank swing. First try moving only the offbeat ride hits a few milliseconds earlier. Jungle rides often feel slightly ahead, while the snare stays centered. In Ableton, you can nudge those notes or use track delay carefully. Tiny moves. We're talking milliseconds, not visible gaps. Now let's shape the ride so it sits under the snare properly. Use this mixing check. The ride belongs to the snare. When the snare hits, you should still feel the ride continuing, but your attention should snap to the snare. If the ride steals focus, don't only lower volume. Try shortening its tail. If it's in simpler, reduce decay or add a fade out so it occupies less time. Or in drum bus, pull transients down slightly and use dab to tuck harsh sustain. The goal is less taking up space, not just quieter. If the ride is metallic but painful, do a fast EQ trick. EQ 8 on the ride track. Make a small cut around 7 to 9 kHz if it's spitty. Maybe a tiny shelf down above 12 kHz if it's fizzy. And if the ride disappears on small speakers, a small boost around 3 to 5 kHz can bring presence back. Keep EQ moves small, like 1 to 3 dB. If you want the ride to feel sampled and 90s, do controlled degradation, a touch of redux or soft clipping, then low pass after it. That order matters. Degrade first, then tame the harsh edges. Now let's map out a simple 16-bar arrangement so this doesn't stay a loop. Bars 1 to 4. Intro groove. Ride is slightly darker. Low send levels. Bars 5 to 8. Lift. Open the filter a bit and do small delay send bumps, like little shimmers. Consider an air window at bar 4 beat 4 and bar 8 beat 4. A 1-beat moment where the ride gets a touch brighter or wetter, then snaps back. Bars 9 to 12. Drop or lock. Keep the ride drier. Raise transience a bit. Minimal reverb. This is where it should feel fast and tight. Bars 13 to 16. Variation. Add short air moments again. And do one of my favorite microbreak tricks. Right before bar 9 or bar 17, mute the ride for an eighth note or even a quarter note. That tiny gap makes the next bar slam. If you want an old school call and response without new samples, do this. In bars 3 and 4 of a phrase, add a single low velocity 16th note pickup right before a snare. Keep it soft so it reads like a flick, not a flam. Now, a quick optional pro move that keeps the snare winning. Sidechain the ride to the snare. Very subtly, put a compressor on the ride track. Turn on sidechain and select the snare from core drums. Set ratio around 2:1, attack 5 to 15 milliseconds, release 60 to 120 milliseconds. Aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction when the snare hits. The ride will tuck for a moment, and your snare stays dominant without you turning the ride down globally. Before we wrap, here's a mini practice you can do in 10 to 15 minutes to lock this in. Make a 1-bar ride clip with 8th notes. Create 2 4-bar versions. Version A darker, with a filter around 200 to 350. Version B brighter, with a filter around 350 to 700.